All right, so quick intro. My name is Garrett Dockweiler. I'm a senior human biology student here at Chadron State in the RHOP program. I'm from Oconto, Nebraska, which is a big city of about 150 people. So I'll kind of just go chronologically through my life, I guess, and I have it all written down just here in a few words, so I'll have to go listen to the podcast later because I missed a lot of stuff. But so I'm not real sure what my age was when I was actually saved, but I'm pretty sure it was young. I'd say about five or six. I wasn't raised in a church, so I didn't really know a whole lot, but I had a grandmother that was always talking about Christ, and no matter what we did, she was turning that conversation over to Christ. And I was a curious little guy, so I asked her, you know, who's this Jesus guy? And she told me, you know, well, he's my savior. He forgave me of my sins. And I said, well, that sounds pretty awesome. I want some of that. And so I said, what do I need to do? And we sat down. I remember we sat down on her stairway, and she helped me accept Christ into my life. And that was pretty awesome. And then, like I said, I wasn't raised in the church, so I didn't have a whole lot of eternal security, I would say. So I started going to youth groups and doing different, like, dare to shares, those kind of things. And I'd go to that, and I'd be really emotionally moved, and it'd be, you know, God, I know I asked you before, but I just want to make sure you're still there, those kind of things. And so that was kind of tough for a while, just not knowing God well enough. And then also I had this big problem, sin. And so I'm going to put a name on it. My sin that I had was fornication. And I'm naming that for two reasons. One, you can't do it alone. And two, it's a sin that is celebrated in our society. And so I really wasn't the guy that had two different lives. I was cool. I got Jesus. I got this. Like, I'm good to go, all that. And then this really weird thing happened. Sin started causing problems in my life. I know it's kind of ironic. You wouldn't really expect that to happen. But at the same time, God revealed to me, Garrett, you got to deal with this. It's you can't have both. It's one or the other. And one of the biggest words I've ever struggled with, but I had to at that point, was surrender. I had to say, you know what, God, you're right. It's not about me. It's about you. Your way is better than my way. And since then, I kind of committed myself to learning more about God, getting in the Word. There's some really good stuff in the Bible. You ought to check it out. So then as I learned about that, I've gained knowledge about eternal security and those things that I struggled with, and that no matter what I do, God's going to be there for me. And so I learned about His nature. And so I guess just a couple things that I'd like to maybe really point out that I think show through in my testimony is that I was not raised in the church, but God sought me out. The way that I was saved was God only. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. He put everything together so that I could be saved. Another thing is I pointed out that my sin is celebrated in society, and that you can't do it alone, which means I didn't only destroy myself, but I was destroying others. And He still forgave me through all that. And that's a beautiful thing. And then further beyond that, God's way, I learned, is the best way. And so if you have sin causing problems in your life, I had to trust Him, and it cleared up a lot of things. But even the struggles that aren't through sin, that are just life struggles, I've been kind of going through some of those lately. And knowing God's character has taught me that not only God has the big picture, and, you know, He says, hey, Garrett, a year from now, this isn't going to matter. But He also comes down and He meets me where I'm at and helps me through that. And He's a God that cares, and He loves me where I'm at, but also helps me see the bigger picture. And so if nothing else, I just hope that my testimony can show you just how beautiful God's way is, and His nature. And I thank you for listening to it.